the age-old debate of property versus shares has been around since, well, the first stock exchange opened. Whether you're living in Australia or overseas, there are valid points either side. And what we want to address was the pros and cons of each asset class for Australian expats. So the first cab off the rank is property. Now, people have a big love affair of property. It's been part of the Australian psyche since the quarter acre block was first developed. Things have changed a lot since then. A couple of those things could include the size of the block, they're getting smaller, but also too, you know, the respective tax laws have changed around it. So what are the pros of owning property? Well, the first pro was you can actually leverage into an investment. You can put down a deposit and borrow the remaining money off the bank and get a leveraged return on your money. The second pro of property would have to be bricks and mortar. People love to have a physical item that they can touch, feel, identify with. And the third pro of property would have to be ignorance. And people quite often find this confusing when I explain it to them, but you don't have a ticker tape on the front of your house telling you what your house is worth on any particular morning or afternoon of any particular day. You only really know what the price of the property is when you buy it and when you sell it. Some people like that probably peace of mind knowing that, you know, they're not worrying about the daily fluctuations of their property value. So what are the cons of owning Australian property as an Australian expat? Well, the first one would have to be was the Australian government's change to the tax rules back on the 8th of May 2012. But prior to that, Australian residents and Australian expats could receive a 50% capital gains discount on the property if you sold it after holding it for 12 months. Now, since the change on the 8th of May 2012, Australian expats are no longer able to invest in these properties and receive that 50% capital gains discount as a non-resident. So essentially what it means is you're going to be paying tax on 100% of the capital gain for the time that you're a non-resident. And also to what confuses a lot of people is the fact that even if you return back to Australia after buying the property as a non-resident, the property still will be prorated when it comes to that taxation agreement. So if you hold a property for 5 years as a non-resident, you move back to Australia and sell it 5 years later as a resident, you'll essentially be paying tax at the non-resident marginal tax rate for the time that it appreciated in that initial 5 years. The second con of owning a property as an expat would have to be the management of it. Time and time again, clients are complaining to us about trying to manage these properties while they're away. Whether you get problems with residents, whether you get problems with agents, there always seems to be something happening with that property that's sometimes not the best experience. And the third problem about owning Australian property is actually an alternative to the pro, which is the leverage. If you were to buy a property and borrow money off the bank and you were buying the property at a inflated value and the property market fell, then essentially you're not just up for your initial investment, but you're also up for the fall in the total value of the property. So if you put $50,000 into the property as a deposit and the property fell $100,000, then not only have you lost your 50, but you also owe the bank another 50 as well too. Shares are becoming a more and more appealing investment opportunity for expats, and we'll run through the pros and cons of shares as well. The first pro would have to be Australian shares, as they are not treated as Australian taxable property, do not accrue capital gains tax with the ATO. What that means is if you bought a ANZ or a BHP share the day after you left Australia and you sold it before you came back to Australia, you don't pay the Australian Tax Office any tax at all. The second pro would be the ability to use franking credits to offset any withholding tax. Now, franking credits are company tax that has been paid on your behalf, and you get like a tax credit that attaches to that that dividend. Now, usually what happens with withholding tax is, all depending on whether you're in a country that has a double taxation agreement with Australia or not, you'll either have 15 or 30% taken out of that dividend. As the company tax rate is 30% on the franking credits, the 30% tax credit offsets the 15 or 30% withholding tax, giving you a nice little nest egg building up there. And the third pro of Australian shares would have to be liquidity. You know, with property, you can't sell a balcony off if you need $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. However, with the shares, as long as the stock market's open and the share is trading, you can sell off as much or as little as you want. Liquidity, we find, is a very key aspect of an expat's life, and we're constantly working with our clients to manage funding gaps, whether that's for business reasons or personal reasons, and having that money portable and liquid is incredibly helpful. So what are the three cons of owning shares as an expat? Well, the first would have to be volatility. By nature of shares, you can look at any time of the day and see what the share price is. For some people, that's great. But for some people, they don't like that at all. They don't like that ability to be able to see whether they're up for the day or down for a day. So if you can't stomach the machinations of a market moving up and down, then maybe not the best asset class for you. The second con of owning shares as an expat would have to be the level of knowledge that you require. Now, as an investment advisor, we obviously help our clients and guide our clients in the management of that process. But generally speaking, Australians know more about property than they do about shares. So one of the reasons why they defer to property is because that's what they know. So it's time in his seat as an investor. That's how your knowledge builds. A lot of people maybe don't want to commit that time to learning about how shares work. But once you do, you've got a very strong intellectual property base to draw upon for future wealth creation. So I hope you got a bit of insight out to the pros and cons of owning shares versus property as an expat. As you can see, there's not a cookie cutter approach when it comes to, you know, building your wealth and managing assets. But, you know, hopefully from today's video, you got a bit more insight into why you would own certain types of assets and not others, and help you on your wealth generation path. Take care and have a great day.